In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We chant the introit from the insert.
Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation.
The Old
Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent comes from Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn to Psalm 122 in the front of your hymnal. We'll chant it responsively by whole verse.
Our feet have been standing with
Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? The crowd said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Please turn to page 191 to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Please be seated and turn to hymn 332.
The festival half the church year Advent and Christmas and Epiphany and Lent, Holy Week, Easter, Ascension, and Pentecost, goes through the whole life of Jesus from his conception and birth all the way to his ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit. This year, we're now going back to Series A, where almost all the Gospel lessons for the next 12 months will be from the Gospel of Matthew. Last year, it was from Luke. Now it is in Matthew. And though for the world, the year begins on January 1st, for the church year begins today on December 1st. And Advent, the focus today, is that the coming King who came in his incarnation at Bethlehem, who is coming to us in word and sacrament, and will come on the last day, continues to come to us. And the word Advent means, in Latin, your King comes to you. So my friends, as another church year begins, rejoice. The King who came, who comes, and will come in the name of the Lord is with you and I now. No matter what our lot in life, we rejoice because the King has come to us. So let's take a look at how he came the first time at Bethlehem in Jerusalem, how he comes to us today in word and sacrament, and how he will come on the last day as judge and savior. He came the first time at Bethlehem in Jerusalem, as foretold by Isaiah the prophet. The Old Testament lesson today for the first Sunday in Advent talks about the latter days that shall come to pass. Isaiah wrote in 700 BC, foretelling the events at Bethlehem and Jerusalem. This is called messianic future prophecy, that Jesus fulfilled the prophecies in the book of Isaiah shows that he is the Messiah, the chosen one. He came from the line of Judah and the line of David. He comes to bring the house of the Lord to us, and Mount Zion, the Mount of the Lord, will now be through the God of Jacob, who sends Jesus as our judge and Savior. The word of the Lord would come to us, and the light of the Lord would come to us at Bethlehem. It was foretold that of the line of David, the Savior would be born of a virgin, would be born at Bethlehem, and would suffer and be stricken in our place. This is why the Advent pyramids have a manger with a cross coming from it. Because Isaiah saw in view everything from Christ's miraculous conception in the womb of Mary, all the way to his death and his resurrection. This is the one foretold by Isaiah the prophet. Jesus, the one born at Bethlehem and to be crucified and raised at Jerusalem. He is the highest one who lifts us up. Think of how all the nations flow to Christ through faith in him. Many people come and say, "Let us go up to be taught the ways of the Lord and to walk in his paths." We know more walk in war, but we walk in peace. We walk in the light of the Lord. You see, Isaiah, throughout the whole book of Isaiah, proclaimed that Jesus would come, and he has come, at both Bethlehem and Jerusalem. And as we have the Advent Vesper services, we'll look at all the prophecies of Isaiah concerning this one who came the first time at Bethlehem and Jerusalem for our salvation. He shares our flesh and blood. He was the son of his stepfather, Joseph, a carpenter. He became true man so heaven would come to us here on earth. Rejoice. He did come the first time at Bethlehem and Jerusalem, as Isaiah foretold. Also rejoice that he comes to us today in word and sacrament. When Jesus did come into Jerusalem, as he entered in through Bethphage by the Mount of Olives, he came humble and lowly on a donkey. They laid their cloaks on the road and their branches on the street. proclaimed that this Jesus was Lord, true man, and true God, the prophet. Your king comes to you, the son of David, they said, Jesus of Nazareth, who came in the name of the Lord. You see, the Jesus who was born in Bethlehem was the one who would be crucified and raised at Jerusalem. And there we see the sacrifice complete. Christ is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. By his blood, our sins are covered. And so this one who entered humbly, in a humble way, upon a donkey and upon a colt, continues to come in a humble way to us in word and sacrament. You see, the word Hosanna means, save us, Lord. We need saving from our sins, death and from hell and the woes of this life. Hosanna, Lord, save us. He has come from the highest to the lowest, from heaven to earth. He has come in the name of the Lord, lowly and hidden on a humble donkey. What is so beautiful is that the Lord who did come in Bethlehem and Jerusalem, who continues to come to us in word and sacrament, continues to come through lowly means. What do I mean? No one could have imagined that when the Messiah entered in, he'd ride upon a donkey in complete humility. The world does not see it, but the Lord comes to us in humble means, through water and bread and wine, and the world doesn't even see it. He's coming to us through the humble preaching of the word and being taught the word of God. He's coming when water is poured upon us in our baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He comes to us when absolution is announced by your pastor. And when you come to receive Holy Communion under the bread and wine, through these humble means, he gives you his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. He continues to come in ways the world does not recognize, in humble, ordinary means, but he does extraordinary things through his humility. Jesus is the one who came. Jesus is the one who continues to come to us in word and sacrament. And Jesus is the one who will come in glory on the last day as our judge and Savior. Paul said in Romans chapter 13 today, your salvation is closer now than when you first believe. The day is at hand, the day and the hour of our salvation has come. What does Paul mean by that? What he means, if you think about it, every day that we live, we get one day closer to our own death, or one day closer to the coming of Jesus. In other words, salvation is closer to us than it was when we were baptized, when we first believed. Every day, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the way, when we say our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord is that he is true God. Jesus, he is true man, Savior. Christ is his office. Every day that we live, we are one day closer to our Lord's return. What a joyful thing to know that whether we die today or whether the Lord Jesus returns today, our salvation is getting near each and every day. And what will happen when he comes on that last day? Paul says, wake up from your sleep, believe, cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Since we are awaiting his coming in glory with the angels, the trumpet call of God upon the clouds, how should we be living now? We who have been declared righteous and holy through the blood of Christ are not called in our baptism to cast off the works of darkness, which is the old Adam, and to put on the armor of light. Cast off the works of darkness, which is the old Adam, the sinful flesh. Paul even talks about cast-off, orgies and drunkenness, sexual immorality, sensuality, quarreling, jealousy. Do not gratify those desires. Those are the works of darkness. And put on the armor of light. You have an armor of light. You're walking around with armor on, and it's bright with the light of Christ. Walk properly as in the day. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's the only place in the whole New Testament that that exact phrase is used. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like I put this white robe on before I came out here this morning. Just as we were clothed in white when we were baptized. Just as the saints in heaven are clothed in white. We are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. It covers all of our sin. Every day when you get up in the morning, put on that new nature. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ so that when you look in the mirror, you say, I am a saint in Christ. I'm going to walk in the light and put off the works of darkness because that is who I am. I am clothed in the armor of light. Today, since we do begin with all Christians this whole new church year on this first day of Advent and first Sunday at Advent, the whole theme of rejoicing, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, is rejoicing that he did come in the past, he is now coming to us, and he will come again in the future. So my friends, Advent, make this a new beginning for yourself. Know that the King has come and will continue to come to you. Each Lord's Day and Divine Service, and every day as you gather around your word and prayer around your table at home, rejoice today and always that your King came to you at Bethlehem in Jerusalem, is coming to you now in word and sacrament, and will come again in glory on the last day. Rejoice, your King is coming to you. To Jesus alone be glory forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds. Faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Will you fill out the ritual friendship pad? Pass it to those next to you. I'm sorry. Offertory first. 92. Ritual friendship pad. Pass it to those next to you. Tear the sheet off and place it in the basket of the narthex as you leave. Please be seated for the offering.
prayer at the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O Lord, give us grace to be humble and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to treasure rightly in our hearts what the Lord has done for our sakes, and fulfill the prayers of your servants that the world may acknowledge that Christ has come and will come in glory on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant patience and comfort and healing strength to these for whom we pray. Claire Gorman, Jerry Nijos, Barbara Olson, Kevin Bowler, Bill Mullen, Jill Tarver, Eugene Ladislaw, and Ellen Robinson. Grant that you continue to watch over the baby girl, Claire Elizabeth Gorman, who was baptized in the hospital. Grant them all courage and hope and healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy. Give us true humility in the likeness of your Son to continue to serve you in our church, our child care, and our campus ministry. May we bear with patience those things that are adverse to us, but faithfully proclaim the gospel to our community. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God of hosts, stretch forth your mighty arm to those who serve in the military among our family and friends. Doug Jupe, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, and Ricardo Batanga, Kevin Stevenson, and Danny Green. Grant that they may serve with integrity and honor, Lord, in your mercy. God, direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts in the ways of your laws and your commandments, and be with those protected in body and soul who celebrate their baptism and birthday this week, Mike Gobble, Debbie Ciardi, and Dennis Gorman, Jr., Kylie Rogers, Nancy Rosowski, and Kara Ward, Dwayne Rosowski, Tanya Fastgold, and Carolyn Marshall, Brian Lundmark, Raymond Hartman, and Joe Newman, Arlo Smith, Eldon Jupe, Marie Campbell, Nikki Ciardi, and Jason Favors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless Dennis and Jeannie Brinketter and all those who celebrate their wedding anniversaries. May they walk by the light of your truth, and may your holy angels watch over them and all their family. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for Pastor Jonathan and Anita Clossing, who serve in Eastern Africa and Tanzania. Bless their theological seminary in Tanzania, blessing the teaching of the word by their pastors and teachers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Page 194. The Lord be with you. Should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Oh,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. 199. We stand to sing.
Upon you and give